Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
If you had to design the wine store of your dreams, what would it be is our topic for tonight.
Oh, we're getting all the big questions these last few weeks.
We are. We are indeed. So what would the wine store of your dreams be like?
I would want it to be manageable in size. It doesn't have to be comprehensive in the sense that it's going to have every wine out there, but I would want it to have interesting wines. I would want someone to go out of their way to find things that you might not be able to find anywhere else, because that's one of the first things I do when I go into a new wine store. I look to see, ooh, what is it that I don't know? What's unusual? Competitive pricing, always a factor. Really concerned help. Someone that will approach and ask if they could help you or just get into a conversation with you about what you like, what you're looking for, your experiences. Someone that really listens and doesn't try to upsell you or just give you one option. I think I'd like it arranged geographically only because I'm sort of a geography geek and that's the way I learned wine. And so to me, it's really helpful to be able to go to the United States, to Spain, to Greece, to wherever, and I know what I should be able to find there.
I like everything you said, and my particular take on the geography of the wine store is I don't want Israel next to Australia. This really annoys me. You know, I want Spain next to be next to Portugal. I want Germany next to Austria. I want France next to France. So that would be my only, you know, I want the Rhone on the bottom shelves. I want the Loire on the top shelves, as it were. Those would be my preferences. But everything you've said, I think, is spot on. And I have to say, in terms of competitive pricing, if the store is warm, the store is friendly, and the store has interesting things, I'm willing to pay a few more bucks. If you're going that extra mile for me, I'll go that extra mile for you as a customer.
What about a tasting bar or a chance to taste the wine? Is that important to you?
Tastings at wine stores are great. They can be a little bit overwhelming sometimes. They're sort of like big y'all comes.
Right.
and I find sometimes they're overwhelming and I don't have enough hands.
I recall a superstore I used to frequent in Chicago that had these self-tasting centers, sort of like what you might see behind a bar where there would be several bottles of wine and you could pour yourself a small sample. And I'm sure the legality of that varies from state to state.
Not in this state.
Right, not in Maryland, state to state. But I sort of like that if you could monitor it properly, of course, and make sure that people aren't taking advantage. But I love the idea that you could try something before you buy it without the sort of cattle call of a large tasting. I like the idea of having food in my wine shop. Mm-hmm. I like the deli and gourmet food products.
I also like the wine bar, wine store combination because that allows you to do exactly what you said. It allows you to taste. It allows you to sit. It allows you to really enjoy wine on your timeline. And then if you like something, you can pick it up. And that seems to work really nicely for me.
And in the best of all possible worlds, it would have a parking lot. I realize in the city, that is a tall order. But we're dreaming.
We're dreaming about our ideal wine store. Send us your ideal wine store. You can find us at WBJC.com. You can also find all of our shows at WBJC.com. Click on the Word on Wine icon and we'll be archived. Mary and I are archived.
We are indeed.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.